Guinness, Pat?
Please.
If you don't mind my asking, friend, are you feeling well?
Oh, I'm fine, Sully. Just confused.
Here you are. That should be good for whatever ails you. What's confusing you? Tell me.
Oh, well, you know, I've had some mysterious things happen lately.
Bad things?
Oh, no. Very good things, as a matter of fact.
Well, then that's okay.
Well, good, but confusing.
Oh?
Someone paid Joni's tuition for me. I just stepped off the elevator at her college, pulled out a wad of bills that could choke a horse, and paid every dime. Didn't give his name. He just paid and left.
You don't say.
And somebody sent me a mess of groceries. Good stuff. Not the store brands I'd get. I won't need to go near the market for months. And then yesterday, a guy plowed my driveway. He said someone had paid for it.
It sounds like you have a secret admirer. Can't you just be grateful and accept what's happened?
Don't get me wrong. I am grateful and accepting. It's just my pride.
I'd forgotten what a prideful man you are.
It's always been tough for me to accept charity from anyone, even a pal like you. You remember back when my dear wife passed? Do you recall what you wanted to do for me?
I wanted to give you some dough until you got back on your feet.
That's right. And I turned you down.
That you did.
And that was as low as I've ever been. I'm low now, but not so much.
I didn't think of that.
What was that, Sully?
Good evening, Mr. Sullivan.
It's the big day, isn't it?
What are they talking about?
Pat, I'd like you to meet Mr. Kay and Mr. Wilson, your benefactors.
Pleased to finally meet you, Mr. Muldoon.
Charmed, sir.
You paid for Joni at the college?
Guilty as charged.
And the groceries?
Oh, that was my doing.
The snowplow?
Me again? I've always abhorred manual labor, and I understand that your back is rather delicate.
Have you received the fruit baskets yet?
Fruit baskets?
Well, maybe when you get home.
But why?
Mr. Sullivan?
I'm afraid it's my doing, Pat. My fault.
Oh, I'd hardly call this a fault.
You, Sully? Why?
You heard about the bottle of wine?
Of course.
Well, both of these boys wanted to buy it. And the offers were flying fast and furious. I knew they'd just keep one-upping each other unless I added an extra condition to the sale. So when you came in after being canned, I figured that doing something good for you should be the other half of the equation.
So, gentlemen, all these good things you did for me, the tuition, the groceries, the snowplow,
and fruit baskets, don't forget
yes. The
fruit baskets.
Yes, all of this was so you could buy that bottle of wine.
Precisely.
Very true.
I'm sorry, Pat. I forgot about your pride. I thought I was doing a good thing.
Don't worry about it, old friend. Your heart was in the right place.